AP Radio News. I'm Sandy Kozell. There is more to the story of Fox Lake, Illinois Police Lieutenant Joe Glinowitz.
First, investigators say Glinowitz staged his suicide to make it look like he died in the line of duty. Now, Detective Chris Cavelli says Glinowitz was fearful town officials would expose him as a thief.
He was attempting to contact a high-ranking motorcycle gang member through a third party, and the underlying tone and through interviews of this third party potentially to set up a hit of the village manager.
The manager was auditing Fox Lake's finances. Authorities are also investigating Glinowitz's wife and one of his sons. I'm Ed Donahue.
An 18-year-old California University freshman went on an elaborately planned rampage with a hunting knife because he was barred from a study group. Merced County Sheriff Vern Warnke said a two-page manifesto detailing Faisal Muhammad's motive and plans to terrorize and kill several students at the University of California, Merced, was found on his body during an autopsy.
The fortunate part is that we got some very brave students. We have a very brave construction worker that stopped this from going on. He got so befuddled at the activities that had happened, it took his script away from him, and I think that that's what happened.
Campus police shot and killed Muhammad after the teen stabbed two students, a university employee, and a construction contractor. National Weather Service says a possible tornado touchdown in Oklahoma as strong storms moved across the state.
We did get one report of a roof that was blown off of a structure a little bit earlier. I believe that was in eastern Oklahoma, but not too much in the way of damage yet reported at this point. I think there was one other report in North Texas of some minor damage as well in the Fort Worth area.
That's National Weather Service meteorologist Steve Goss. This is AP Radio News. Two Republican presidential candidates are getting Secret Service protection.
The election is a year away, but Donald Trump and Ben Carson, the two outsiders leading in the polls in the race for the GOP nomination, now have Secret Service protection. They requested it last month, and it was approved by Homeland Security Secretary Jay Johnson after he discussed it with five congressional leaders. The Secret Service usually provides protection for major candidates starting 120 days before an election, but some candidates, including President Obama, have received it much earlier than that. Jerry Bodlander, Capitol Hill.
Experts say putting on too many extra pounds during pregnancy can harm the mom and may cause a range of problems for the child. A study found only about a third of women gain the recommended amount. Experts say women of normal weight should add 25 to 35 pounds, overweight women 15 to 25, and usually thin women 30 to 40 pounds. Sandy Kozell, AP Radio News.